including sportscaster Al Michaels. He is 73 years old today. Singer-songwriter Neil Young turned 72. Olympic gold medal gymnast Nadia Comaneci is 56. And contemporary Christian musician Chris Huffman has 37 candles on his birthday cake. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Rejecting God's moral values leads to moral decay and lawlessness. The cause of this moral decay is the rejection of God, whose ways are absolute and unchangeable. This will eventually affect the ability to recognize the slow decay of one's morals while it decays, pollutes, and corrupts the mind and flesh, especially of our children. By giving your life to Jesus and living according to God's Word, you will be protected against this moral decay. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you there. And remember, it's worth the ride.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up. Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds! Yo! Yeah. It's once again Sunday, and it is November 12th, 2017. Can you believe that we're almost to the end of the year? Holy moly!
Where did it go?
Yeah. Anyway, my name is Mark Kent, and I am your host, and I'm here in the studio in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning. She does all the heavy lifting, and Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark, and good morning, Linda.
And Red is on his way in.
Red is coming in. I'm not even going to go there. Red, who's now in the unfunded bond market crash. Yeah, I guess the bond market's starting to, if it keeps going this next week, you might see some fireworks. I would load up on some food over the weekend if your cupboard's bare. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Gosh darn. You know, I got to mention, yesterday was Veterans Day, so
yes, we
have to mention that for sure. And, you know, put a shout out to all the veterans out there for, you know, everything they've done in the service, you know, the ones that are here and the ones that are not.
Yeah, past, present, and future ones.
Absolutely.
We appreciate them all.
So do you have any veterans events that we need to talk about?
I'm sure. We do coming up in December.
Okay.
December 16th, we will be having the Servicemen's Feast at the Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street. And that's not just for veterans and families, but that is also for first responders and the police. This year, Santa's going to have presents for the children. We had a nice donation from somebody that helped out. So all the kids can get a little something for, especially the ones, you know, there's a lot of them that are having hard times. So
tell them I need a new battery charger.
wrong answer. Sorry, but Santa doesn't have those this year.
Oh, wow.
But we do have that coming. So, and of course, on the 16th, and we have Wreaths Across America out at the cemetery. So we'll be down at the hall cooking, but the rest of you could go out to the cemetery. You could do that and then come down and have a good meal, you know, the full turkey and mashed potatoes and pie and all the good stuff, bring the kids, get presents, and it's all good.
I'm just going to go home and watch Home Alone again.
Yeah. But while we're on announcements, don't forget next weekend is the gun show, so I won't be here, of course, on Sunday. Come out and support that as well.
Absolutely.
That's Patrick Jones puts that on the 18th and 19th, and we'll be at the Holiday Inn. The proceeds from that is going to help him get his gun range out east of town here. He's moving along with his permits and everything, so please come show your support. Also, pretty soon you're not going to be able to buy a lot of your ammo and stuff with the good laws of California that we got coming, you know?
Legally.
Legally. Yeah, well, yeah. Legally. You know, there's always other ways, but come out and show your support.
I think there becomes a point in time that the question becomes who is acting illegally, the state or the individual.
I agree completely with that, and we will talk about that a little bit.
So don't forget that.
As we go along here. You know, I just have to say I watched a little bit of that Home Alone yesterday, and you know something? That has got to be one of the funniest movies ever.
Classic.
You know, that kid beats the crap out of Joe Pesci and what's his name, and, you know, they're spitting teeth. I got to mention that because it was funny. So, I have to talk about the Planning Commission. You know, the other day I was in there at the Planning Commission. I was going to pull a couple permits for some things, you know, that I'm not going to talk about. But I'm listening to the Yammerhead in the next door stall talking to new people that are coming in to the Planning Commission from outside the area to get their permits for something. I didn't listen to that. And he's talking, and they said, well, what's the State of Jefferson movement all about? And he says, oh, it'll never fly, the guy that works for the county, because we would be the poorest state in the union. I had to restrain myself because I didn't want to, you know, basically queer the deal I was working on, you know, and get everybody upset. And you know how it is down there. It's like, you know, good grief. If they want to screw you over, it's pretty easy. They just
pretty much.
So I was like, and so the guy's over there, and we're already the poorest state in the frickin' union. Have you looked around, you idiot? You know, and you know, we're highest in welfare, highest in illegal aliens. It goes on and on and on.
We're broke,
deep in debt. Blah blah blah. And it's like, so what's going to happen if we actually have a new state that has some liberty in it? Well, Mark Baird was on the earlier program on Jefferson State of Mind talking about, you know, liberty over prosperity, and I agree with that, but you know something? If you have liberty, you'll start having prosperity, because there's three prongs to prosperity: liberty, free markets, and sound money. And, you know, you might fight for your liberty and might not start out prosperous, but I'll tell you what, you get the guy's boots off your gosh darn neck, I almost said it, Bob, and you get them off your neck, and guess what? You can start actually making some money, and you will start actually producing, and you won't live in a welfare state. And if they cut off all the damn welfare, guess what will happen? They'll either go to work or get out. Unbelievable.
Shucks.
Unbelievable. Oh, I can sit down there, and I'm working for the county with my pension. And
yeah, for now.
Pension.
Yeah, for now.
Yeah, and everything's good, and I don't want to live in a poor state with no Major League Baseball team.
But do people remember when it was prosperous here? Before all of the nonsense landed on us, when there was jobs? I do. It was a great place to live.
Yeah. When you could actually cut timber.
Yeah.
And you could actually mine. Yeah. And you could actually grow things.
And you could fish.
You'd have a business.
And you could, you know,
Yeah.
Yeah, you could actually keep the benefit of your labor. My God, you radical piece of garbage.
Yeah. And we had the finest schools. And, things were good. There was always the jokes about the road crews. So with good government, bad government, I think the roads stay the same.
Well, and then in the meantime, Jerry Brown protested, talking about climate change over there in Germany at the climate summit, is talking about, gee, we need to put you in the ground if you disagree with this.
Oh, I heard that.
No.
He was joking.
You just need to wait for a better brainwashing. Not just a light rinse, a full brainwashing.
I think you need a complete stay at a re-education camp.
That's it.
Yeah.
And you'll be better.
Avenge me!
Well, that's this morning.
Do we still have any of those old drive-in theaters around?
No, they turned it into a trailer park. But now, I mean, this morning you have Politico calling Jerry Brown president of the Independent Republic of California. And if you don't think that's on Jerry Brown's target list of things to accomplish, you better start looking around at that. Because
Jerry Brown's got he's got ambition.
A little bit.
He wants to be the king.
I think he wants to be the Pope of California.
Yeah, he could be he'd be the Pope of the frickin' ghetto. The hood. The Pope in the hood.
Yeah, pretty much there.
the man is unhinged. He's insane.
I think there's something actually wrong with him. I really do.
Oh, yeah, he's
nuts. I think the geoengineering, the lithium spray, has gotten to his brain, and now he's starting to have delusions of grandeur. He should make a movie like History of the World with Mel Gibson or something.
Well, young Jerry Brown, you go back and watch.
Mel Brooks. I'm sorry.
Not Gibson.
We wish that he was in the movie with Mel Gibson, because Mel Gibson would kill him out on the field. But, Mel, thanks, Bob.
But you go back and you watch old video of Jerry Brown the first time he was running for governor and attorney general and all of that. He was bat crap crazy back then, too, talking about the population bomb and save the planet. We have to end mammalian life and all of this other. He's nuts.
Freaking Captain Planet, man.
He never had a brain.
Yeah.
Captain Planet. That's his name. I mean,
he has a large.
Except that he likes to drill for oil on his land while he uses government money to, fund his little pet projects of fracking. Oh, gee, that's environmentally sound, isn't it?
But the people voted him back in.
And use
no, they didn't.
Yeah, and use state taxpayer money to, fund his private investments out there, what's going on, and to get his survey done and everything else. Everybody's forgotten about
well,
that.
Well, see, that rules, there's rules, and then there's rules. Certain rules apply to you. And certain rules apply to him. The ones that apply to you don't apply to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's how it works when you're in a monarchy, oligarchy, a dictatorship, tyrannical state of California that will make us, if we leave them, we'll be poor.
Yeah.
I'd love to have a little conversation with the Morin in the other booth. I really would. A little private talk about, what ends up. Oh, and by the way, he will be retiring soon on that fat pension from CalPERS. Better hurry.
The ones that's swirling down the drain right now? And is there anybody that's really unaware of the fact that the CalPERS pensions they're kaput?
Two people down in Lompoc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kaput.
It's kaput. I seen Sergeant Schultz on Facebook there, and he was the new DNC consultant.
Oh.
For
I know nothing.
Who is this man?
It continues to unravel.
It just doesn't look really good.
Oh, I'm kind of enjoying it.
Yeah, me too. But at the same time, it's like, here, you want some reds, man? I don't want to wake up in California, man.
Well, Trump's anti-opioid task force begin to ramp up and the numbers start to come in, that seems to be maybe part of the issue is most of the country's tranquilized.
That could be. It could be the lithium.
There's a lot of it.
Could be the lift. The spray.
Well, you get into the numbers, and they are finding that there are counties that have more drug prescriptions than they have residents.
Well, it's kind of like we have more voters than we have
people.
Votes.
Yeah.
That's amazing
registered,
how that works.
We have more voters than people that are registered to vote.
Well, in California, by far the worst counties for opioid over-prescription, right here in Jefferson, number one, Humboldt County, number two, Trinity County.
Wow.
Yeah.
All I want is a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And some pie.
Well, let me know how that works for you.
Well,
I guess we do have a caller on the line.
Oh, we do. Let's talk to Gary.
Mr. Callahan, how are you this morning?
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call and my comments. I think will dovetail what you were talking about. The Jefferson Movement will have a table at the gun show next Saturday, the 18th, and next Sunday, the 19th, at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop. Please stop by, chat, and donate to the court case. If you have not donated money and or time, you must like and you probably sound like the government bureaucracy that Mark overheard. You must like California is a sanctuary state, and it is run as an oligarchy. And if you haven't donated, you probably are enjoying paying the recent fuel tax and look forward to the 73 cents a gallon carbon fuel tax next year. And if you haven't donated to the Jefferson Movement, you must prefer that your vote in Northern California does not count and that you have no representation.
Oh, who needs that representation crap?
You what?
Who needs that representation crap, Gary? We'd rather be slaves to the state.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jerry Brown's got my best interest at heart. Well, and right. My kids, too.
And if you haven't donated, you must want the additional restrictions and fees on your ammo. And Patrick told me yesterday that one of the vendors is withdrawing from any more California gun shows. He says it's just not there. So he's pulling out. And if you haven't donated, you must agree with the Wretched Flashlight and the city council and the board of supervisors and that this area should be classified as a sanctuary area and be lawless. However, none of the aforementioned will occur if we accomplish the historical separation from California and remain in the Union and become the 51st state.
Well, it's up to us. I mean, I was listening to Chris Ann Hall last night, and you know the real deal is that the power is in the people, and the people have to rise up and do whatever it takes to put these guys in check. I mean, the Constitution doesn't grant us our rights. The Constitution just affirms that the rights exist. Mm. And the rights that we have are natural rights that come from God, and it's the same thing for standing up against tyranny. If government is going to be there and impede us and not do what they're supposed to do from a legal standpoint like they're doing now, we have to rise up one way or another, whether it's splitting the state or, whatever happens if these guys don't start following the law.
I agree, but what like Mark said, Mark Baird, what will it take? We're far over the limit. We're far over the limit that I will put up with, and I don't see any great groundswell. People just flap their chops about it. That's it.
Well, you know, when you're in the mind and, having to work all day and chip away, and give all your money to the government, maybe that'll get your attention. I don't know.
Well, that's, we've got the Alcalde Rayo de Luna running around trying to destroy California and crush our people. And we can't find Zorro, but I can sure find my Zippo.
Okay.
With that.
Okay, I've ranted enough. Thank
all right,
for
thanks for calling
call.
In. We
thanks,
do have
Gary.
Another call. Good morning, Jimmy. How are you this morning, Jimmy?
Good. Hey, I heard this gentleman talking about the wildlife areas in California. And did you guys know that there's going to be new fees for wildlife areas starting in November?
Haven't heard this one yet.
No. Oh, you're going to be enlightened.
Oh, boy.
Well, starting in November, they're going to charge a resident to visit wildlife areas that used to be free. And you must purchase a lands pass permit to visit 11 wildlife areas, including the mouth of Cottonwood Creek and the Battle Creek Wildlife Area. Furthermore, fees for another 23 areas, including the popular Table Mountain Ecological Reserve in Butte County, will be implemented starting January 1st. And I'm reading this off a cue card, folks. So, with the recent direction from the legislature, the program is expanding to 43 properties by 2018. A daily pass will cost you $4.32 for a day and $24.33 for a year. So those with a
now, current who's California gonna be issuing these permits?
Or hunting license are exempt.
It looks like CDF. That was what I'm seeing here. Let me look. Requires land pass. Yeah, it looks like CDF, California Fish and Wildlife. Or,
right. But, I mean, they're just taxing us into oblivion and seeing us into oblivion. So I thought you guys would like to hear this.
Yeah, no, I'm looking right at
ridiculous.
It. Yeah, I'm looking right at it. Ash Creek, Bass Hill, Battle Creek, Butte Valley, Honey Lake, Horseshoe Ranch, Mouth
yep.
Cottonwood Creek,
yep.
Napa Sonoma Marshes, Shasta Valley,
yep.
Wildlife Area, Willow Creek, and Woodbridge seems to be the ones that are targeted in November, but there's a whole bunch more targeted in January and then some in February as well.
Yep, so if you guys want to take
Mad
your
River
kids,
Slough?
Your grandkids out there, you got to go
wow.
buy a flipping pass.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Hey.
All right, well, thanks a lot
yeah,
for the information, Jimmy. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll have to try to do a little more on that. Thanks, Jimmy.
Yeah, I mean, good grief. I mean, when are you going to start, well, I don't know.
Do you find there's a problem?
I think the opiates are starting to sound better. No?
No.
No? Oh, sorry. Okay, I was being facetious, but, you know.
So I have to go and purchase a pass to go to public land. That doesn't sound very public.
It's not public anymore. It's federal and state land.
Mm. So the landlord wants a contribution to go into his woods.
Yeah. Would you like a cigarette?
Yeah, the sheriff of Nottingham.
Oh, he's stuck it in his eye. That's what we're talking about. They're just sticking it right in our eyes, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what's going on.
That's insane.
You know, and at some point in time, you know, and that's why they want the vote fixed. This, you know, California used to be a red state until we had a bunch of illegal aliens that got driver's licenses and, you know, what, 1.4 million last year voted and, you know...
Well, it's one of the reasons, perhaps, that California is so powerful, and the things that exist in California that drives our economy. And there's things that are starting to unravel.
Yeah.
There's a lot of these sex scandals out of Hollywood that are starting to make their way through the cracks in the legislature in California.
I know you saw that article I posted about the Saudi prince being connected to Podesta.
Yeah.
And it seems that there's about... Now, I haven't got all the facts on this, but this actually might be a huge sting operation in conjunction with Mueller.
Yeah,
and he might actually be in on the deal. I don't know. We'll see. I'm trying to do a little more research, but it seems like there's 400 sealed indictments, 400 plus sealed indictments. And when Trump was talking about, hey, you're going to see, this thing blow up. I think this is what he was talking about. And
well, Saudi Arabia has been purging. I mean, there's.
I think we're going to see it here.
You know, and there's proof now that they're basically admitting that helicopter that was shot down over Yemen that had the 8 princes on board, they were fleeing, and they shot down their own princes to stop them from getting out of the country.
It's about corruption, and I think you're going to see it here. I don't know if Mueller's in on the deal or what's going on. I've heard whispers in the wind, but it is pretty well confirmed right now that there's like 400 sealed indictments ready to be opened and applied, and you can look that up online, and it's actually true. So I don't know. We got something big is creeping in on us, and the bond markets are starting to have a real huge problem.
I think that's intentional as well.
I don't know.
I'm starting to think this whole thing has been set up like dominoes.
I think you might be right, and if I was everybody, I might go out and buy a little extra food this week.
Hey, buckle up. It might be messy for a little bit.
It could be, because this could be huge.
The cleanse is coming.
Yeah, I mean, and this all goes to the pedophile stuff. I mean, it's tied in with these guys. I mean, creepy Joe Biden, I mean, good grief.
Yeah.
I mean, if you watch any of the videos on him lately, that guy's getting off the charts. I mean, he's smelling the little girl's hairs, and, you know, I mean,
as things continue to pour out of Hollywood, was there a child actor that wasn't touched? I mean, you were talking about Home Alone the other day. Now we have a pretty good idea what happened.
Well,
with
Sean Astin has and this is I'm reading from Western Journalism, is saying that, you know, he's the Lord of the Rings guy that played Samwise Gamgee, you know, famous actor back to Goonies. I guess he knew Feldman back there in the Goonies stage, and he said that, you know, he's supporting him, and he's saying, yeah, he knows that this actually happened. And so, you know, I'm going to post that on Sovereign Mind Facebook. But and this looks like it's all connected. You got the Weinstein thing. You got all these guys. Spacey,
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so Spacey comes out and says, I'm a gay man. That's what they print. Going after a 14-year-old for sex isn't the big headline here?
No.
No, it's that you're coming out of the closet. Well, you're coming out of the closet. Not only are you, you know, you're coming out of the closet, you're a freak who goes after children, you pedophile piece of garbage.
Well, and that's they're finding all of these things are connected. That, you know, a lot of perhaps the power base that was being able to maintain by the Clinton machine in Washington was over sexual scandal and corruption and deviance.
Who knows what's going to happen here, but I think we've been talking about this is all connected. I think that's what was in the Podesta emails. That's why they were so afraid about getting them, because John Podesta, the campaign manager, pedophilia, you know, boom, boom, boom. And all you got to do, if you don't believe that John Podesta and his brother Tony, which they just stepped down and they're closing the company that was doing business with the Russians now, that just came in yesterday. That's getting closed. If you don't think they're freaks, just Google John Podesta or Tony Podesta art collection, and you will see some freaky crap. And
there's no sex.
Take a look at the pictures of Tony Podesta's birthday party from last year and the people that are there, including the Pope.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think it goes way up there, and who knows if there's connections or not to some of these people, and who knows whether they're just playing ball. Who knows what's going on? But there's some high-profile guys. I mean, if you don't think something's wrong with Biden, for example, you're a moron.
Just Uncle Touchy.
And Bill Clinton, he didn't have a sex problem, did he?
Still does.
And neither did Hillary.
Yeah,
Podesta and... Oh, yeah, Mr. Wiener.
Yeah, good old Carlos Danger.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's other scandals that are popping up with other senators. They're not.
Oh, yeah, there's
reported.
That other guy, and I can't remember his name, but I guess he doesn't make mainstream news.
No.
And
no,
by the way, I finally didn't get my TV back on, but I did get on internet, so I'm actually watching the news now.
Careful with that.
Exactly.
Yeah. I guess we do have another caller on the line. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, everybody. I mean, first of all, you know, if you had a name like Wiener, wouldn't you change it?
Well, it could,
depends
if
on what.
If your name was Richard Wiener, I might.
Yeah, what's short for Richard?
Yeah.
But anyway, the reason I'm calling is that we did a meeting on Friday night. Wynn and myself did a meeting for the Ranch Land Management Group that covers Colusa and Glenn County. And we did that actually in Elk Creek up there. They had the sheriff of Glenn County and a supervisor, people from Fish and Game, a lot of different people there, and Wynn and I spoke. By the time that we did our spiel, what had happened is there was just a myriad of reasons why California sucks, what was happening. The sheriff was talking about the gun laws. You know, they were talking about the water situation. And, oh, by the way, yes, Mark and Red, they are going to start taxing our wells, by the way. You heard it here first. Yes, if you have a well, yes, you're going to have to start paying fees on that water out of your own well. And, of course, the argument from the folks on the board of the ranch land management was that, you know, hey, we own that. We own the ground. How can you tax the water in the ground? We own the ground, but you don't own the water, so we're going to fee you. And that's what's going on. So that's going to happen, no doubt, no question about it.
Well, I remember, what was it, Terry, 3 years ago when we urged people to fight the well monitoring devices and saying, why do you think they want to monitor your water in the first place to get an idea how to tax you? And our own assemblyman, Brian Daly, ran out to lead the charge to volunteer to be the first guy to put a meter on his well.
Yes, he did. That's exactly right, Red. Registration never leads to confiscation.
Well, here's the deal. The deal is that Red really hit on something right there. Brian Daly led the charge, folks. He led the charge to put the meter in as well. Red is absolutely correct. And both Red and I kind of looked at each other and we dropped our jaw.
Yeah, couldn't believe it.
But that's the deal. That's one of our leaders. That's why we have an oligarchy. But getting back to this meeting, every single thing they said and every single thing that they had brought up prior to us talking was all the reason why we're doing what we're doing with the state of Jefferson. Make a long story short, by the time we were done, 15 of those people signed up to help with the state of Jefferson, and that group passed a resolution of their own saying they will not comply with the sanctuary state. The sheriff was there, and right they were pushing the Board of Supervisors to do it. So it was an amazing thing, because what we did is we went in and we got something done. We got something accomplished where people stood up. I think a lot of the things, and even the stuff, I mean, all this crap that's going on with the Clintons, and all this crap that's going on with all this all this horrible stuff that they're doing with kids and all these sex scandals and everything else, you know, to a degree, I mean, you know, being on the, I kind of get this a little bit from you, my friend Mark. I'm a bit of a skeptic. I mean, it's so much in the news, you know, and gets leaked so much. I wonder if it's a distraction for other things to a degree, number one. Number two, our coward Jeff Sessions, the coward Jeff Sessions, will not prosecute anybody, including the fact that we've had Clive and Bundy being held without any probable cause, being held as a terrorist to a point where he had to remove two of his own teeth in prison. We've had LaVoy Finnegan murdered by the FBI. We've had situations where Jeff Sessions has come out in public now, and he has said, I don't want to get in the middle of this. So therefore, Judicial Watch has filed a suit, as you probably know or probably will talk about, against Jeff Sessions. I mean, he needs to be fired. He's a coward at this point. You know, I don't think it's a Donald Trump problem in the fact that sometimes when you look and you hire somebody to do something, they may not do that job and you have to fire them. And I don't think that Trump's above firing Jeff Sessions.
I agree. I think if Sessions doesn't perform, he's going to get fired. He's going to lose his job. I also think that we might have a sleeper in Mueller. Believe it or not, there's whispers around that he might actually be working with Trump on this crap. So we'll have to wait and see whether that's true or not, because you can't believe anything you read anymore and anywhere. But we do know that there's still indictments that are coming down the pipe here real soon. And so there's like 400 of them.
Well, the indictments so far that have come out haven't been targeted at Trump. It's people tied back to the Clinton
campaign.
That's
what I'm saying.
This might be
the biggest sting operation in the history of the country if this is true, because Mueller has been going after the people that go directly back to the Clintons.
Mm-hmm. Are you saying that you think Sessions is laying back on this thing and having his position by design?
No, I'm saying that Mueller is appointed special prosecutor, and I think that, remember what Trump said in the discourse with Hillary during the election, that good thing you're not in charge. He says, well, if I was in charge, I would appoint a special prosecutor to go after you, and you would be put in jail. Now, interestingly enough, we've got a special prosecutor and I'll tell you what, who knows, I could be wrong on this, but Trump's a pretty smart guy. And
well, I think Sessions is one of two things.
I think he's an old establishment Republican. That's
I think either he's part of the rope-a-dope that Trump is pulling with these guys, or he's a placeholder to protect whoever Trump's going to bring in to swing the axe.
I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see, but there's some stuff coming down the pipe here real soon, Terry. It's not far off, and this is what Trump was talking about a week or so ago when he said there's a big thing coming. Let's see, a harassment case. Oh, I got this right in front of us, too.
Howdy, Kevin DeLeon.
Yeah, harassment
sexual
case.
Sexual harassment case.
Yeah, there's a sexual harassment case that just got filed on Kevin DeLeon down in the Senate in California.
And here's the thing, too. I mean, you know, we've had some communication with Linda Payne. You know who she is.
Yes.
And with the Voter Integrity Project, and apparently Judicial Watch. She's coming here to Reading, as a matter of fact, with an attorney from Judicial Watch.
Oh, good.
And she'll be coming here discussing and looking for people who actually want to be witnesses in the egregious things that have happened and the unlawful things that have happened in California to them. And I explained to her, you know, really and truly, Kevin DeLeon is open about it. Kevin DeLeon has been open about the fact that his family has illegal driver's licenses. They have Social Security numbers that aren't theirs. Our governor has violated Article 10, Section 1, Clause 3 of the United States Constitution in making illegal agreements with other countries. He's in the news. He just got done telling someone in Germany who was heckling him and making comments about what he was trying to do to his own people, that, you know, well, buddy, you just need to be, we need to put you in the ground.
Now, in fairness, Terry, I listened to that clip, and he was kind of joking.
Well, it does, yeah.
But it doesn't matter. Yeah, no, I get you.
You know, the point is that we have all these illegal things. Kevin DeLeon doesn't even live in his own district, which is a felony.
No, I totally agree with you, Terry.
I mean, we see the thing that we have here in California is we have a situation where everything is open. I mean, these guys don't even hide it anymore.
Nope.
They don't hide it.
Well, this is what I think could possibly happen, Terry, and we'll see, is that I think this could be leading up to something like The Godfather, okay? While Michael's in there christening a baby, all of a sudden everybody gets hit at once. And I think that could possibly, because that just happened in Saudi Arabia.
That's exactly what just happened
so
in Saudi.
So I think we might be leading up to a big, huge sting operation from all the evidence that's gathering, and it's not far off. We'll have to wait and see, but it would be reminiscent of somebody like Trump to set this up.
And I wonder if California is going to move in the same position that Spain just did and walk in and say, well, you know what, you don't really have a position anymore and a say in the government. We're just gonna do what we need to do here, and the legislative body of California is irrelevant. The thing is that to a degree they've done that already because of the oligarchy we have, and our guys like Jim Nielsen keep on swinging Nielsen, and Brian Daly, who wants to be the first one to have a meter on as well, and all these other folks that we have, quote, that are supposed to be for us, basically are part of this oligarchy. And folks, we need to wake up. And like Gary said earlier, you know, if you're not contributing to this court case, then you must like things the way they are.
Well, and here's another thing to think about, too, that, you know, we might want to be drafting up legislation to go straight to Congress, because if they are being seditious, we could bypass them and go to the Congress for the state of Jefferson.
Well, we could. Part of the problem, again, is the treasonous position. You know, that's
right.
It's hard because even though China is not our enemy, that's the problem. I mean, you read the Constitution, it clearly states what treason is. It clearly states that we have to, the people that we're giving aid and comfort to have to be, quote, the enemy. It also mentions the word war. Well, you know, you couldn't even have gone after Jane Fonda when she was doing all that stuff with the Viet Cong and doing all that stuff with the communists. You couldn't go after her, and the reason you couldn't is because there was no declared war.
Right.
So that you can't have treason without declared war. That's the problem.
I understand what you're saying, but I think that this might, like I say, there's some stuff coming down the pipe. I'm not sure exactly how this is going to play out, but here's another stick to throw on the fire. Okay, this whole settlement with the IRS that just happened, okay, there's admissions all throughout that civil case that the government admits that Lois Lerner broke the law, and without going into each detail. Now, I know for a fact from personal information that I've talked with somebody about that an admission, an in-court admission in a civil trial is admittable into a criminal trial as evidence and fact.
Yeah, it's part of the record.
It's a part of the record. And I was told with no uncertainty that is absolutely true and correct. And that could be the setup on Lois Lerner that's coming down the pipe.
Well, thank goodness for that judge who had that put in the record, you know, and who's getting everybody else in the record. So, you know, point being is that if we keep allowing this to happen, in California, it's going to happen all across the United States. We have to stop it right now.
I agree.
And, you know, the challenge that we have with sedition, again, if in fact this initiative, as we said before, for the state of California to break away and become its own country, if that passes, or if we could even get somebody to say something,
commit to it.
I know I'm saying
writing.
This out loud, I know I'm saying it in public, and I know I'm saying it on the radio, but it's been said so many times that if the other side wanted to know what was happening, they would know what was happening. But I have a feeling that people like De Leon and people like that are so arrogant and believe they're so far above the law and that there won't be any ramifications, that they may endorse and put their stamp of approval on a seditious position of seceding from the United States and becoming their own country by a vote of the people in the state.
Well,
and I think that that would be something to where, as you say, we could go to the Congress with. But until there is that act, and that act is pretty solid and concrete, I mean, that would give us a start, but we have to have something pretty concrete to do it. Would we love to do it? All of us would love to do it, my good friend. All
sure.
of us would love to do
well,
it.
Well, the rope's being played out. If you look around, the rope is being played out, and I think these guys have got enough rope now to where they can be hung.
I agree with you. If somebody has the stones to do it, you know, and I believe our president does. I hear what you're saying. I mean, you know, let's hope and pray that, that is the case. But right now, Jeff Sessions and just what's happening to Bundy, just what's happening to him.
We're going to go over that a little more too today.
Oh man, it's just atrocious. It's awful. It is just. I mean, this man had to remove two of his own teeth.
Well, it's actually worse than that. I mean,
I'm trying to find something that maybe people will relate to.
Apparently,
the public isn't relating to how bad things are.
Well, let me give you the full story on his teeth. He went in. He's a 71-year-old who arrived in custody with 20 teeth. He now has 10 to 15 teeth left because infections are treated by pulling teeth in jail and not in with dental care. So he's actually, it's not just been two of his own teeth. They've actually pulled anywhere from 5 to 10 of his teeth while he's been sitting in there with his health deteriorating.
You know, I just, I don't know how long we let this go on, folks. You know, it's so egregious. It's so awful, you know, and I thank God for programs and folks like Mark, you know, and Linda, and, you know, all you folks, that everybody involved with all these programs that get on there and really do the fight every day of their lives, not just once in a while, not the Sunshine Patriot, not when it's convenient for them, but I know that Mark, that you are on this thing 24/7. I mean, I can remember talking to you, you know, after you'd been up all night looking up research to get something to where people would understand what's going on with them and fighting for liberty. And folks, if you don't have your friends listening to this program, they need to listen to this program. I'll let you guys get back to it. Thanks again for all you guys do. And you know, hey, time has come for 51. Let's get this done.
All right. Thanks
very
a lot,
good.
Gary, for calling.
You can do it!
Let's go to a break.
And before we do, we have to thank one of our sponsors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The Glow and Tan Company at 2447 Athens Avenue. Jazzy and Ashley down there. It's all natural, organics, sunless airbrush tanning, and retail collection. And it's done by appointment only, folks. So give them a call. And their number is 488-8144. Again, the Glow Tan Company. We appreciate you sponsoring this show. And if anybody else would like to sponsor a show, get a hold of us and let us know. And with that, if you want to call in, number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I grew up being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding egos. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that lead them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are unseen. Sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery from being alone too long. eyes and cold, in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The Reading Gun Show this November 18th and 19th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Jam-packed with all types of new and used guns and, of course, a mountain of ammunition as the new ammo registration laws come into effect starting January 1st, 2018. Mail-order ammo ends. Don't be left out. So remember, the Reading Gun Show this November 18th and 19th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Monday when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what.
the price. I've counted up the cost. I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you. But if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor. 'Cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State. That's talk radio, if you like. And, wow, we're covering a lot of stuff today. I mean, does anybody feel it like this is starting to come to a head? Or is it just me?
It's hard for me because I've had my hopes up so many times before. But the direction I see, I think it's coming. And I'm almost nervous and scared to be
scary.
Optimistic.
Kind of scary.
But I hope it's in the wind finally, and people are finally going to wake up to the fact is, guess what? It's as bad as we've been saying it is.
Well, I think there's a lot going on that we can't see, you know, outside of the box.
Yeah.
That's working, and it's starting to work together in order for it, for certain things to happen. It has to, and it may take, you know, it takes some time, and it can't always be put out there so everybody knows until it all comes together.
It's all got to come to a head at some point,
yeah.
Whether it's financial or the government or something, because, you know, I'm looking at this headline from Zero Hedge. It begins, pension bailout bill to be introduced this week. They're going to try to bail out the frickin' Ponzi scheme we call a pension system for...
bail it out with what?
That's exactly.
That's
a question.
Exactly.
With what? What
are you going to bail it out with?
Where are you going to steal from now?
You're just going to print up some more paper and throw it into the fund?
Sure, why not? It'll be worth something, won't it?
No.
It'll just mean that silver and gold will
what happens when
go through
your toilet
the roof?
Paper is worth more than your money?
Well, we're pretty much there.
Well,
you
might need a winter supply. That's
I'm kind of looking at Saudi Arabia as really the canary in the coal mine with what's going to shake out. Is one of the very first things Trump did is he went to Saudi Arabia and the Middle East and negotiated deals and things and agreed to sell billions of dollars worth of military equipment to Saudi Arabia. And since then, things have changed. It was right about that time this new Prince Salman released a statement that Saudi Arabia must enter the Nation of Communities, that it must act and that it has to admit that it's part in terrorism, that it's been the primary funder of Shia terrorist violence and own that and put an end to it. And through this process, you're seeing this purge in Saudi Arabia. You're seeing the ties between you had a Saudi prince sit down or touch down in Israel for the first time maybe ever and begin open negotiations with Israel. Now they're going after Hezbollah in Lebanon. They're actively talking about getting into it with Iran. It's a dramatic shift of what's going on. And I think you're going to start to see that shake out in several countries. It's like everywhere that Donald Trump travels, he's leaving the purge in his wake.
I mean, I'll tell you, I don't know. I mean, it's craziness right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Let's see. We got too many things to talk about. I'm trying to nail it down. We've got a couple minutes to the top of the hour, 1 minute. So we probably should just... you know, wait till after the top of the hour and we can talk some more about the bailouts. I also want to go over the 2017 tax reform proposals for individual tax cuts. And it's called the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. And there's some good stuff in there and there's some bad stuff in there. So we need to go over that a little bit. Anything? You got something, Bob?
This would be a good time to review the phone situation here today at KCNR. a slight modification. You, of course, are welcome to call in at 530-605-4567. Now, that line is not rolling over to our second line today. We have a charter spectrum issue, apparently, but the second line is open. You just have to call that number. So if our regular number is busy, call the second line at 530-605-4566. There we have spilled a little secret. There, our second line is 530-605-4566.
Well, there you have it. Well, okay, I guess it's like 10 seconds. We'll see you on the other side.
And you've been listening to KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
And this is KCNR Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The House Republican leadership hopes to have a vote this week on their tax hall overhaul plan. There's a couple of differences from the one going in the Senate.
The House GOP plan allows homeowners to deduct up to $10,000 in property taxes, and there's an immediate cut of corporate taxes to 20%. There's no property tax deduction in the Senate bill, and there's a delay of the corporate tax cut. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin tells CBS Face the Nation.
We would prefer if they kicked in sooner rather than later, but we're going to work with the Senate on that issue.
Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen on Fox News Sunday says corporate taxes should not be cut.
Corporations in America are making record profits. Wages are pretty flat.
Both bills double the standard deduction but end deductions for state and local taxes. Tim McGuire, Washington.
President Trump attended a gala in the Philippines this morning to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Tomorrow, it's the annual U.S.-ASEAN Summit and private talks between President Trump and President Duterte. What's not likely to happen at the summit is a final signing of the TPP.
Despite an early Saturday announcement of an agreement on core elements of the 11-member pact in Da Nang, Vietnam, the Trans-Pacific Trade Partnership is still in limbo. That's because the leaders of those 11 countries appear unlikely to endorse the deal. Canada is a holdout, but Canadian officials say other nations have also raised concerns. President Donald Trump pulled the U.S. out of the TPP in January.
Correspondent Mike Gracia. Organizers set up hundreds of folding chairs under a large white tent on a baseball field in Sutherland Springs, Texas this morning. It was the first Sunday service since last weekend's mass shooting at First Baptist Church there. The service was going to be held in a community center, but the crowd was going to be so big, they moved it outside. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-330-6865. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrated Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-330-6865. 800-330-6865. That's 800-330-6865.
An Indiana scrap metal dealer is pleading not guilty to demolishing a historic railroad bridge and selling it for $18,000.
Kenneth Morrison of Whiting, who operates T&K Metals, was arraigned in U.S. District Court in Hammond, Indiana. He was indicted last month on a charge of interstate transportation of stolen property. Morrison allegedly dismantled the shuttered Monon Bridge nearly 3 years ago. The bridge was built in 1909 over the Grand Calumet River in Hammond. Morrison is free on bond. He defended his actions in a 2015 interview, saying his removal of the structure saved the city money. Keith Peters reporting.
The arrival of more than 130,000 Puerto Ricans in Florida since Hurricane Maria has some officials anticipating a political shakeup in a battleground state lately dominated by the Republican Party. Both parties are actively courting the new arrivals to Florida. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Gender bias remains a big problem south of the border.
A study by Mexico's National Autonomous University, UNAM, and the University of Guadalajara starkly shows women's enforced and underlined subservience to their husbands or partners. 23% still have to ask permission to go out at night or alone. 52% of those polled agree with the phrase, "If a woman studies, she becomes more rebellious." The study says that women have a vital and key role in reducing machismo via upbringing. James Blears, Mexico.
Today is Sunday, November the 12th. It's the 316th day of 2017. There are just 49 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1927, Joseph Stalin became the undisputed ruler of the Soviet Union as Leon Trotsky was kicked out of the Communist Party. On this date in 1942, the Battle of Guadalcanal began. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up. Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
We're back, Sovereign Mind Radio. Wow, we've been going over a lot of stuff here on the break. First thing what we need to talk about here is let's just let everybody know that tomorrow night Patrick Jones will be a guest at the Patriot meeting. That's 3276 Pacelli Lane at 6 p.m. You can also show up for the State of Jefferson meeting at 5:30. Patrick will be talking about gun laws, the new gun laws, and what everything is about that's going to take effect on January 1st. So be there or be square and get involved in the process, either with the State of Jefferson or getting your education on the gun laws with Patrick Jones on Monday night the 13th. And, get involved. That's what needs to happen. So we've got Clive Bundy to remain in jail in the Bunkerville standoff trial. What is this, the third trial?
Yeah. How are they managing to do that?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I think it's illegal.
Yeah. Last I knew, that was illegal.
Yeah, you just have double jeopardy. Who cares anymore? You know, I mean, yeah. It doesn't really matter.
Well, the two of the four defendants through the Nevada cases will actually be facing a third attempt at prosecution after the failure of the first two attempts. The trial for the Bundys, for Eamon and Ryan and Cliven, is the first go-around in Nevada after they were already found not guilty during the Malheur standoff in Oregon.
I guess.
So who's bringing the charges again?
This isn't the state of Nevada.
The state?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is in Las Vegas. And,
well, it's the feds are bringing the charges.
Oh, the action. Okay.
Yeah.
And not the state of Nevada.
Well, it's in the courthouse in Nevada.
Nevada, but it's and the feds that's actually bringing the charges once again against them.
They are by all definition political prisoners.
Absolutely. I mean, this judge, this Navarro, this Gloria Navarro. I mean, evidently she ruled that Cliven must remain in custody. And I guess there was an outburst, and his daughter Sherry Bundy stood up in the third row of the public gallery and pointed to the judge and yelled, "Gloria Navarro, you are an evil, cold-hearted woman." And then and she's a liar,
loves her dad. And it's the same judge, third time around too,
over and over and over.
Imagine that.
Yeah, same judge who was appointed by Obama, if I'm not mistaken. And so that's another thing that Trump is trying to get.
We go back to our earlier phone call from Terry and Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions has come out to the Nevada thing and has applauded and praised the prosecution and the Bundy.
Yeah, I mean Bundy that's just trial. So it's so wrong in every way possible.
I hate to tell you, Jeff, but
I think Sessions has got to go. He's got to be fired. I mean, that's my opinion. I think Sessions has not done crap other than maybe this pedophile stuff to a degree, but I don't even think that's Sessions. I think that's other people. Sessions has got to go, and we need somebody who's actually going to start prosecuting people for breaking the law so that we have equal justice and not, one set of rules for you and one set of rules for them.
The other thing is there are too many Obama administration holdovers in the Justice Department that need to go, and they have been dragging their feet on replacing
them. Here's what I hear is going to happen on that score. Is they're going to get transferred to areas way out in the boondocks, basically.
Great, they're going to dump them on us?
Once again, here they come.
Well, I think until they can get rid of them, they're going to get them out of seats of power where they can do the least amount of damage, is what I'm hearing.
Well, as long as they look the other way, will we deal with it with the three S's?
Yeah. Anyway.
Why don't they prosecute him and just put him on an island somewhere in a nice little prison?
Well, something needs to happen here. So it's
We do have Gitmo.
So they're all being held in jail, and none of them for release. This is the third trial. They got acquitted on the first two. I mean, how do you even do that? I mean, how does that even keep happening?
Well, and the abuses that they are facing, they're... repeated strip searches, repeated cavity searches, being beaten, being put in. So, I mean, these guys have been cruel and unusual punishment for people that have not been convicted of a crime who are to be presumed innocent.
Yeah.
It's, and let's not forget the other things in this
situation.
Well,
this is a typical situation of the government thinking they can do no harm. I mean, the government is always right. The way these guys think.
Let's not forget the Hammonds that are sitting down in Lompoc Federal Prison. They need to be released. That trial was a sham. What the government did was illegal.
Well, let's hope Trump
pardons
them.
And those people should be prosecuted.
Yeah, let's hope Trump pardons these guys. I don't know. See what happens.
So how long have they been in jail for now?
3 years, 2 years, two and a half.
The Hammonds? They're going over 2 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, 2 years. That's a speedy trial.
When is somebody going to pay for the murder of Lavoie?
Yeah. Well, that guy's on trial, I guess, or he's going to be tried. He's been charged. Hmm. Where's that guy at? Dan Love.
Dan Love's under investigation as well. I mean, it's moving.
We'll see.
And I think when a lot of these larger issues start to get exposed, there's going to be trickle down into, Uranium One is the reason that we've had a militarized BLM and things going on in the West, the land seizures. It's been about stealing the resources out from private citizens.
I think these guys are going to regret what's happening. It's kind of like Caledonia or...
Catalonia.
Yeah. I know I always say that wrong. But, 750,000 people marched out the other day to release the political prisoners because they want to separate themselves from Spain. I think at the end of the day, if this keeps going, these guys that think that they're untouchable are going to get touched. And
apparently they've forgotten in Spain what it was like during the Catalonian Revolution movement you know, when there was car bombings in downtown Madrid and political assassinations.
I think people are willing to die for their freedom if they start getting oppressed, and they get oppressed more and more and more. And the educated people, I think, are willing to die for their freedom because you understand where we're headed.
Yeah.
So
and now, you know, the other hotbed of independence that has always been in Spain is the Basques.
Right.
The Basques are starting to make noise again, too, that they've always wanted to be free and independent. And those were the scenes, you know, everybody always attacked the Basques because of the terrorist bombings and the things that occurred out of there. But they never talk about how the Spanish government went in and assassinated entire villages, murdered people in their beds.
That's really the whole thing here, is that, and there's a pattern here, and it's been a pattern that's been going on for eons, is that when government gets too big and centralized, it starts to be tyrannical and oppressive, and people have to rise up and overthrow their governments because the governments are out of control. And that's why we set up a constitution that was supposed to preserve, you know, the people's ability to never be taken over by their government again, and the people have to realize that it's up to them. But this pattern has been going on for a long time. That's why government has been man's worst enemy since the beginning of time. I know there's a bunch of you that say, oh, I get welfare and they're good and it's all great. It always starts out good.
No.
It always starts out good until the freedom starts getting less and less and the taxes get more and more and the regulations get oppressive, and pretty soon, you know, you've got these guys up in government that think they're not touchable and they can do anything they want and screw the little guy, and the little guy can't fight back until they get so oppressive that you have another revolution and something happens and people start getting killed.
Yeah.
There you have it. That's the world history in a nutshell. Wake up and smell the coffee and, you know, start getting involved so that we don't have to go to a violent thing. And that's what needs to happen. So, with that, let's move on to another subject. Here's a headline. that's the Federal Reserve.
The private entity known as the Federal Reserve.
Yes. You can. I posted this, and if I haven't posted it, I'll post it. But this comes from the Snake Hole Lounge. And Fed shrinks balance sheet by $300. At this rate, it will take 14 million weeks to unwind. Now, that's how good they're... Yeah, they're shrinking their balance sheet by not buying bonds by $300. Oh, man.
Ooh.
Wow. Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm so impressed. And the real deal is that they can unwind it. If they start buying bonds and stocks like they've been... This whole thing's going to explode, and it's just there. I mean, we're there. So I don't see a way to post this thing. But go to the Snake Hole Lounge, and you can read the headline if you want. The other thing that I needed to talk about for sure is this 2017 tax reform that, if they pass it, will be effective December 31st of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to start happening fairly rapidly. Now, I think there's some good things in here, and I think there's some bad things in here. You know, you've got the real estate guys out against the new limit on the mortgage interest and the repeal of the property taxes. And, excuse me, we haven't got a final bill here yet. So
I've got a feeling there's a lot of bait and switch in that.
Well, it's funny how my computer just fried out on me here. What happened? Did we have a reload or something?
You made him mad.
Continue to decide. Okay, here we go. So there's new tax brackets and so forth, but there's a couple things in here that I want to point out is that this is very anti-illegal aliens, number one. Why is that so? Is because now you have to have a Social Security number,
mm-hmm.
you have to be legal, and you can't collect any of the, I think there's five credits that are refundable.
Yeah, and it's not retroactive either.
Right. So, in other words, all of a sudden, earned income credits for illegal aliens go away. The school credits go away. The
child care
credits go away. A lot of stuff gets... So, I think this should probably be renamed the Illegal Alien and Preservation of the Union Act. Because from that standpoint... That is a very good thing, because stop the bleeding. Quit handing all our money out to these illegal aliens. I mean,
we don't have any to hand out.
You're just racist.
I know. The other thing is that it eliminates the alternative minimum tax.
That's a big deal.
Okay. Because that is the tax on the middle class. Okay. So the middle class very much does benefit from this tax. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they won't have to come out of pocket prior.
Right.
For their taxes, basically.
That alternative minimum tax, whether you know it or not, gets rid of your mortgage interest and your state taxes anyway. If you didn't know that, because as soon as you start climbing up into a little more of a tax bracket, they eliminate your Schedule A anyway. And that's what I think is going on here, is this is so far designed to eliminate your Schedule A and just go with a standard deduction.
Which they're increasing if that goes through the way it's proposed to go through.
Right. So there's a bunch of stuff here. And have we got a bill that we can actually read and go, oh, wow, yeah, that'll work. You know, that's concise, and they're not going to change anything, are they? No, because the Senate bill hasn't lined up with the House bill. And so we don't know exactly what's all going to be changed here. And so we have to wait and see what the limits are going to be. I think this is a great bill for one reason and one reason only if they get it in there, and that's to repeal the Obamacare mandate of insurance. If they get that in this bill, I don't care what the rest of it says, vote for it. Because that will unwind Obamacare in its entirety.
Yeah, it's just when will we be able to do tax returns? You know, they say it will be December 31st, but you know how that works with actually be able to file.
I don't even know when that's going to happen
anyway.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, because on November 18th, you can no longer e-file 14, 15, or 16 because they've put a moratorium while they're doing their upgrading of the programs and so forth. So you won't even be able to file a tax return. And we're not sure when, because the last time they did this, it was like January 5th. I mean,
I think we were into February 15th or something before we were actually able to push the button and have it go.
Right. So if you're a tax guy, you might be out of business for a while. At least when it comes to filing returns, they can be filed paper. You can paper file them. So that's.
Yeah, I just wanted to give people a heads up on that it's not us that, you know, when you come in early or if they want to file early, you may not be able to file early until they get this sorted out and figure it out.
So there's a bunch of different stuff in here without going over the whole thing in its entirety, but it doubles the generation skipping transfer tax from 5.6 million to 10 million, and that's a good thing. Alternative minimum tax repeal.
It lowers capital gains, I do believe, too, doesn't it?
There's some,
there was a couple issues on
there.
There's
some things going after the death tax and
that's the generation skipping transfer tax. That's the estate tax, and so so they don't give you an estate tax. Up to $10 million of your estate is free from that on the exemption. Repealed exclusions, current tax law for employee achievement awards, Code Section 274, dependent care assistance programs, qualified moving expenses. So they're eliminating this thing down to simplify it, okay? But, simplifying it doesn't necessarily mean it's good. And who's writing all this stuff?
Yeah.
Who's
making the final decision goes in there?
That's right. The guys that we trust with all our lives and in our entire estates, the Republican Congress and Senate.
I hope gets primaried to death in the coming.
I think that's what this is about. So they better make this attempt good, because otherwise I think they're gone anyway. Because
I hope so. They're a joke.
Yeah, because they also, this repeal deduction would repeal, repeal deduction, taxes not paid or accrued in a trade or business, but taxes paid or accrued in a trade or business are deductible, by the way. If you don't have a business, you might give us a call at 221-0101, because that might be what you need to do, because businesses are not going to be affected that much, and you should be a business. Everybody in America should be a business. The business of America, said by a wise individual, was business.
You're already incorporated, technically.
You don't have to be incorporated. You can be a sole proprietorship, partnership, S-Corp, C-Corp, LLC. Take your pick. But if you're not in business, you will be soon, because the way things are going in the job market, that might be your only choice. Mm-hmm. So, tax preparation expenses are gone. Now, this is a big one. Alimony payments. Ooh.
Yeah.
You'll no longer be able to deduct those alimony payments to the ex-spouse under those court orders that said that you had to keep
paying
her.
You have to pay.
That's a problem. That could be a big one. Moving expenses, medical expenses under certain. I haven't got the whole deal on that. Contributions to medical savings accounts. So that's a that one sucks.
Yeah,
so
that one does.
So, and the mortgage interest deduction is retained, but it has new limitations. The Act would retain the mortgage interest deductions in its current form, subject to the $1 million cap, which isn't changing, for mortgages that already existed on. So, in other words, if your mortgage existed prior to November 2nd, 2017, you're the same. For going forward, then there's going to be a cap. And also, there's for newly purchased homes, the deduction will be limited to $500,000, and that's going to be going out to a 5-year instead of a 2 out of 5. So you'll only be able to sell your individual residence every 5 years and have a $500,000 gain. Elimination of the gain if you're married filing jointly, and $250,000 if you're separately or single.
Well,
I don't know.
Will that have an effect on stabilizing the housing market?
I think that the housing market is in a bubble myself right now, and I think the only thing that's going to stabilize it, because what's keeping the market up? I mean, foreign money, money coming out of thin air. I mean, where's the jobs? I mean, we have the highest job market. I don't see it. I mean, the last job market's, and it's, you know, bolstering Trump's position, but I don't agree with it. I mean, it was all bartenders and food service that. So I think he's doing a lot of stuff. I think he's doing a good job, and he's trying. But I don't. I look around here in the North State. Does it look like the jobs are coming back to you?
Yeah. How can it be coming back when people are, the businesses are moving out or going someplace else where it's beneficial to them and for people to work for employment?
So,
you know.
Yeah. So we'll just have to wait and see, and we need to have a final bill here. But these are all in the works on this thing, and the, you know, so they're streamlining education incentives, the American Opportunities Credit, the HOPE Credit, and the Lifetime Learning Credit are going to be all meshed into one. No new Coverdell accounts, 529 account distributions, they're going to be treated differently. So there's a bunch of stuff. The credits that are going to be repealed, the adoption credit is gone. The credit for individuals over age 65 and retired disability is gone. Tax credit associated with mortgage credit certificates under code section 225 gone. Credit for plug-in electric drive motor vehicles is going to be gone. So this is going to be a big change across the board, and it's going to phase out a lot of stuff, but they're going to put some good stuff in there too. So we have to wait and see how the final bill shakes out. But look, there's the anti-abuse rule. Good grief, we're talking about the IRS. They have an anti-abuse rule.
I mean, does that mean they're paying us?
No, I mean, they're talking about us, I'm sure. We're the ones that are abusing the system,
I know.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, a section-by-section summary
what
explains
what credit do we get for that, for them abusing us?
See, and here's where it goes. Would apply to prevent a recharacterization of actual wages paid as business income. So this is, goes back to whether you're an employee or or an independent contractor, and so the IRS, we need to put them out of business. I mean, that should be the eventual goal here, is get rid of these vestiges, anyway.
Oh, they just keep hiring them. Well, they're not this year under Trump, that's for sure, that we know of, but they did before.
There is a 25% business income rate. The Act would provide a new maximum rate of 25% on business income of individuals. That's an interesting thing. And we don't know what the cap is on that. I haven't got that 100% of any business debt, blah, blah, blah. We got to go through that with a little more of a fine-tooth comb. Personal exemption would be repealed. And so that would, you know, they're just going to make the standard deduction
bigger. And who knows
bigger.
What this looks like after it goes through the sausage grinder.
That's exactly right. So I'm just kind of giving an overview of what's kind of in the bill here. And like I say, the big things are eliminating any kind of credits or refundable stuff, too. Because I know people that are illegal aliens that file for school credits, educational credits, that have no income, zero income, but they spent money on schools for education, and they get a refund of money for nothing, not paying in, working at zero working just because they had some school expenditures that they might not even have paid. Okay,
yeah.
So there's some good stuff in here, and again, if they get the Obamacare mandate in here where we eliminate that, that will just completely eviscerate and gut Obamacare. Because who is going to go out there and sign up for Obamacare or even pay the penalty? I mean, are you going to get your insurance if you don't have to pay a penalty?
Well, I'm not getting my insurance anyway.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily.
But yeah,
all you have
exactly.
to do is,
And what about the people that thought that they had to run out and get it, and then there comes tax season and stuff, and they go, "Oh crap! Look
well,
now."
If you look at some of the stuff that's going on with Obamacare and the premiums, it's skyrocketing. It's gone. Oh, they didn't lie about the. Oh, we're going to have better coverage, and you know, I got people that get $10,000 deductible. They're paying $20,000 a year. You know, they got Zippo for. They're just stealing their money and redistributing it to somebody else. Gee, that couldn't have been the program, a redistribution program. Gee, that's not like a communist thing, is it?
No. And then they try to go get help, and they can't
socialism
get it anyway. They pay all this money for this supposedly health care.
So it should have been.
And they can't use it anyway.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like, you can't come here.
Instead of Obamacare, it should be Ocamicare.
Yeah. That's
unbelievable. Get me started. So you know, there's a bunch of stuff here. The new home exclusions were tightened, blah, blah, blah. So we have to wait to see how this goes. But this could be a slam dunk down our throats by December 31st if we're, you know, now all of a sudden, how do you make plans? It's like, you know, the IRS is not taking any returns electronically because they're revamping their schedules. These things all start to come into play on the 1st of January.
Yeah, imagine that. Until then.
And everybody knows what these rules are, so we can plan, right?
Yeah.
Nope.
And why would they not accept e-files for 2014 and 2015? Are they doing retroactive?
You can still e-file 14 and 15 until the 18th of, and 16 until the 18th of this month. The reason that's good is because you got people that are filing back taxes that didn't file, you know, for whatever reason, or they're catching up or whatever. And what they're saying is they're revamping the system so that they can reprogram everything
because they don't even know what's going to be implemented and where for what years.
And
well, I mean, is there like any chance they'll make the
stuff retroactive?
Well, let's say the mandate for Obamacare goes away. Could that possibly be retroactive?
I don't know. I mean, the whole thing is like these guys are the Marx Brothers. I'm telling you. I mean, you got that's right, or the Three Stooges. I mean, you got Harpo, Groucho, you know, Camo, and
Curly Moe and Larry. Yes,
Sleazy, Steely, Thiefy,
Cheater, Cheatham and
Howe,
Dewey, Cheatham and Howe.
So let's go to a break, Bob, and then we'll come back and refocus.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Happening in the state of Jefferson. Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time is gone.
51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Rejecting God's moral values leads to moral decay and lawlessness. The cause of this moral decay is the rejection of God, whose ways are absolute and unchangeable. This will eventually affect the ability to recognize the slow decay of one's morals while it decays, pollutes, and corrupts the mind and flesh, especially of our children. By giving your life to Jesus and living according to God's Word, you will be protected against this moral decay. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you there. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Discover the residential community of River Point, built by Palomar Builders, located in South Reading, with large deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, and stylish master suites. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. This credit may be used for closing cost upgrades or landscape and is a limited time offer. Contact Debbie Morgan at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500 plus weekly drawings. Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day. Win $100,000. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Football is better at the River. Start your week outright with some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements. Pigskin Party. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Come on our tailgate buffet. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. Football is better at the River.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
I gotta say, I like that.
I don't know if we're referring to the music or something
you know,
else than
no,
that.
The Wilson sisters, I gotta say, I must admit, I was infatuated at a younger age.
I was waiting for you to break loose with Warrant, Little Cherry Pie. Love that video as a kid.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Moving right along. Dun, dun, dun,
Or Google it on YouTube.
Yeah, there you go. Good stuff, Maynard.
Classic.
Well, okay, so I want to read to everybody. Here's what the IRS issued as far as their article on the mandating of the... Here's their excuse for shutting down the tax filing, which, by the way, they say if you file more than 10 returns, you have to file electronically, except when we tell you you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So on 18th, so the agency can perform annual maintenance to enable the IRS to reprogram the system for the upcoming 2018 tax filing system. Does that just sound like someone's blowing smoke up your pie hole?
I don't know. Maybe they're recalibrating it with certain keywords like conservative or Tea Party.
Or patriot.
Patriot. Or
we just don't like you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I just don't like you. So.
I think, I sure hope, I pray that that Lois Lerner goes to freaking prison to start with. And then just work our way up. It's kind of interesting that this also coincides with the Koskinen being ousted as well, and he is no longer there. So what do we got, a silent protest in there going, where? What do we want with him filed now?
Well, maybe. Show you.
That's right. Yeah, I'll show you, see?
Yeah.
Fit you with a pair of galoshes, cement galoshes, see?
Yeah, the Wicked Witch's monkeys are busy.
Oh, what a world. I don't know. Well,
I don't think clicking our heels together three times is going to make a difference.
There's no place like home.
Yeah.
There's no place like home.
Oh, man.
Wow. Well, what else do we have to talk about? Well, let's see. There's a bunch of stuff here. Here's one. UN admits the Paris Climate Treaty is useless except as a wealth transfer.
Strange.
Would have never guessed that, huh? Never heard that before.
The fact that they admitted it is the real weird part of the story.
So what you're basically saying is that they're beginning to admit that climate change and green energy policy and all of this is basically just the new form of religion to control the masses for the means and the ends of globalism.
Yeah, I think what we need to do is set up a big, huge owl down in a redwood forest somewhere near, Haroldsburg, and someplace by I think we'll call it the Bohemian Grove. And then what we'll do is we'll worship the big, huge owl while we plan the takeover of the world through climate climate engineering and a communist system that redistributes all the wealth worldwide.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
There you go.
Do you know what's really freaky about that?
It's true.
There's actually a bunch of them that are doing that.
Yeah. It's true.
Google it. The Bohemian Grove. I'm not even lying. Well, I think there are a bunch of Fruit Loops, but...
Well, I think there's some things that are going to tie into a lot of this corruption, a lot of this pedophilia. I think you're going to find it tied into places like the Church of Scientology, groups and organizations like the Bohemian Grove. There's some weird stuff going on, and there has been for a long time, and I think it's coming to the light of day.
There's some weird shizat out there? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, are we allowed to say shiznit?
Shiznik?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I didn't get the button, so I guess so. There is some strange shiznit going on.
I need a new pair of sheets. Is that what you're saying? Like a ninja warrior. I could see him. He's going into his trance.
You can say sheets, but that could be considered a racist remark, depending on the context. So watch it.
Could I?
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
What if I said ship with my, and I held my tongue while I said it?
What if they're R. Kelly sheets?
The United Nations Environmental Committee, this is the truth, I'm telling you, has admitted in its latest emissions shortfall report that even when you add up all the CO2 reduction pledges from all of the countries that signed on to the Paris Climate Accord, it equals a paltry one-third of what is supposedly needed to stop the world from warming 2 degrees centigrade by the end of the century. There is, however, another outcome which is there's little debate. Okay, the Paris Climate Accord would give a huge economic advantage to China and India over the United States.
Not anymore.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good agreement. I think that I should go bow to all the foreign dignitaries and sign something because my name's Obama.
Yeah, that's really? Exactly what occurred. And, you know, things like the TPP that we screamed our heads off about and were attacked and insulted by.
So what you need, what you're saying is I need TP for the TPP.
Oh yeah, it's. That was a surrendering of American sovereignty. That was assisting in the destruction of our economy, except for a few privileged industries in America on people, things like agriculture.
You're racist. You're a conspiratorial racist. Tinfoil hat wearing mugger.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
It's all a hoax. It's a big hoax.
You know,
it's not it doesn't affect it that way. No.
Mm. Well, when he talks about the TPP, I would love to see our local Congressman Doug LaMalfa tell the President of the United States that he's just looking at the internet too much.
Yeah, and Monsanto is, you know, paying me because I'm a nice guy.
But he didn't get all the money at once.
That's right. I don't know. I mean, it's like, you know, it's okay. It's cool, man. You know, I mean, I hate this getting paid part.
Yeah.
You know, I don't take the checks. It's dirty. I don't count the money.
I don't cash the checks.
I don't count the money because I wouldn't sully myself.
Yeah. But I'm happy to see that the TPP is going to die. If you watch the president's speeches from Asia, he repeatedly stuck to the same statements. We will deal individually with sovereign and independent states. There's not going to be any of these unilateral agreements, these big package trade agreements that cost American jobs.
Yeah.
We're done with it. And that's what the TPP was. It was a surrendering of American sovereignty to the World Trade Organization. And anybody that was literate enough to read that document saw exactly what it said.
Because we can hope that they have our best interest in mind.
They wouldn't do that.
They won't. This is a world community. And the world community must pull together to stop this climate change. And by doing so, we just give them our wallets and all of our stuff. And they're going to take care of us because that's how it works in a utopian society where everybody's equal.
Nobody's equal. Get over it.
I have a quote. This is from Sally that kind of feathers right into that. He that lives on hope will die fasting. That was Ben Franklin. I think that's kind of appropriate because that's what we're talking about. We're talking a bunch of freaking snowflakes out there going, I hope the world gets better and we can just sit around and hold hands and oh my God, you know, we've got a misogynist in the White House. I think I'm going to cry.
Okay.
You ever see the dog in Wally Coyote, you know, hey, Fred, good morning. Good morning, Ralph. You know,
see you next Tuesday.
You know, where they come into the time clock every day. Yep. Well, okay. That's what he looked at me just like that. He looked just like the dog looking at the coyote there.
Yeah, well, see you Monday.
It's like morning, Ralph, right before he puts a fist into his face.
Same time next week?
How's the family, Fred?
it's so asinine, but it's true.
That's what's so screwed up, is these people are just absolute idiots. You know, I mean, I guess you have to live through a purge, or, you know, I guess you got to stand out in front of a tank in Tiananmen Square before you realize that liberty is a hard-won, fought battle, and people die for it because the alternative of slavery sucks hardcore.
Yeah, not into it. Not my thing.
Yeah. You got to come home every night after you work your ass off to give everybody else your money. You know, whether it's the planning commission down there for your permits or the new...
Yeah, we're pretty much there, though,
gas,
aren't we?
Tax,
you think?
Yeah. New air tax, the new walk on public lands tax, the new, you know, everything.
I got up tax this morning.
Yeah, but you're not a slave. You live in America. And America is land of the free, home of the brave. Give me all your freaking money, you jerk.
Just get on the treadmill and shut up, you know? Yeah.
Let's see.
Just
okay.
Get on the bullet train to nowhere.
Let's see. Oh, we got property tax, sales tax, state income tax, marriage license tax, local school tax, vehicle taxes, registration taxes, business permit taxes, estate taxes, waste management taxes, cigarette tax, court tax, dog license fees, driver's license fees, garbage tax, gasoline tax, gun owner fees, gift tax. tax, Social Security, unemployment, fishing tax, highway toll tax, hotel tax, IRS interest and penalties, charges, library card fees, library plate fees, liquor tax, luxury tax, Medicare tax, parking fee tax, passport fees, biodiesel fuel tax, air transportation tax, professional license fee. Are you getting this yet?
Yeah.
Are you writing this down? And there's more. I didn't even get them all.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we could get them all.
But I ever sat down and calculated how much you pay in taxes?
But I'm free. And I'm, you know.
And actually, sit down and my butterfly track your taxes just for a week, you know, or 2 weeks, one pay period. Start with the income tax and the Social Security tax and all that that comes out before you even see your check.
I just want my earned income credits and my butterfly net.
And then start adding up how much you pay in fuel tax and this tax and that tax in one pay period. And ask yourself, how are you living on that amount of money? And then you start to figure out, you ain't.
Give me.
You get nothing. You lose.
Or
a penny. Yes. A couple
or,
pennies.
And that's if I'm actually working. Or, if I'm not working, I can sit around and become a slave because they tell me how much I'm getting this week for food.
Mm-hmm.
I just get to walk up to the mailbox.
Yeah. Yeah, that's being free.
You got to be careful with that. People are robbing mailboxes now, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as long as I can get my methadone, I'm cool.
Yeah. Free methadone.
Workers of the world unite.
Yep. Free methadone and food stamps. Good to go.
Hey, man.
Just come to Downtown Ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. Home of the Free Fire Media,
yeah.
Ground Zero Oz.
Yeah.
We've just stepped into another dimension, adventure of sight, sound, and of the mind.
Yeah.
At the next stop sign, it's the opiate zone.
Reading City Council.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we can go and listen to them spew a bunch of stupid crap, too. Mm-hmm. Are we on a roll? Am I ranting? Let's go to a break.
If you want to call in and get involved in this, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at WeThePeopleRadio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
A brand new production of A Cascade Christmas is coming to Redding's historic Cascade Theater. It's Shasta County's theatrical holiday spectacular, returning to the stage for 2 weekends full of dancing, singing, snowflakes, and candy canes. It starts the day after Thanksgiving, an all-new show for the whole family with evening and matinee performances, plus photos with Santa after each 2 p.m. show. Get your tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank. And I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
I could sing and play. I missed my calling. Shut up.
You can take that any way you like.
Shut ya yap. You know, it's a good question. Who shares the biggest level of guilt, the biggest burden? The enemy that's coming for what's ours, or those who refuse to get up and defend it?
I gotta say, at least the enemy is, you know, the enemy, but the people that sit around and do nothing, they need to be bitch slapped. I mean, that's all I can say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it could happen.
Mm-hmm. More times than one.
Slap them enough times until they show a little testicular fortitude.
Yeah.
They finally get angry enough to get up off the couch and bite.
Yeah, maybe. That's what happens, you know.
Yeah, maybe that's what they need. You know, maybe they just need to be slapped just like
it,
that.
It just try put a dog in a cage and keep poking sticks at it until it gets mean.
Yeah.
How do you like me now?
Or we could do that with a politician. In that case, as soon as it gets mean, we shoot it.
Yeah, as soon as it bites the hand that feeds you. That's how I was raised. When a dog bites the hand that feeds it, it's done.
Yeah, it's called, let's take a dirt nap, Lassie.
Yeah, it goes after one of the kids or the livestock. You're out of here.
We have a caller.
Okay, no more talk about shooting politicians, please.
Oh, no.
No, that was all figuratively speaking, and metaphorically about a dog. I would never, ever do that unless there was a war going on in the, mm-hmm. you know.
With that, we'll go to our caller. Good morning, Lori.
They were from another country. And
hey, good morning, everyone. I was just going to give you the update on Mike Mangus leaving the TV station for Dignity Health as a external communications manager. I guess they're saying he's not fired. This is all about broadcast TV called Sinclair that's taking over these small and moderate-sized stations. So I'm not sure who's going to be replacing his anchor spot, but I just thought that's very interesting that our news media, once again, our weaponized media, is we're having these smaller stations being gobbled up.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't really... Mike Mangus, I mean, I'm not real super fond of him.
Last time I watched Channel 7 News?
I don't even know.
I can't remember.
I watch Ichabod Crane on the weather once in a while.
Well, apparently he's been with the news for 40 years that he was not fired. They had an internal memo go out, I guess, on November 1st. Not sure about transparency, but I don't watch TV. I don't get the Record Searchlight, and I'm not sure what's the real deal. But Dignity Health, to me, is another takeover conglomerate of part of the whole globalist New World disorder. I don't know. But
I don't know. Do you know what I have to say to Mike Mangus on his way out? Bye.
That's right.
Na 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 na. Hey.
He's never done nothing for us. He's as far as I can tell.
All right. Well, let's follow up on this in the weeks to come here.
All right.
All right. Hey. Well, thanks,
Lori.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. We're down to what, the last minute or something?
Yes, sir.
Oh wow. Somehow I've deleted all my No, I didn't.
Found it, did you?
I'm not going to say anything.
All right. Well, don't expect God to cover for you.
Better that it happened at the end of the show than at the start of the show.
Yeah, losing something? Yeah.
You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Where we put principles above parties, liberty over security, and truth over lies.
And everybody have a good week and get out there and do something for your country.
There you have it.
This has been Sovereign Mind. Stay tuned for We the People. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. The pastor of a small South Texas church says evil was responsible for the worst mass shooting in the state's history. Frank Pomeroy spoke during the congregation's first Sunday service since last weekend's shooting that killed more than two dozen people at First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs. A memorial was held today for the victims of American Airlines Flight 587 that crashed after takeoff from New York's Kennedy Airport en route to the Dominican Republic on November 12, 2001.
A solemn ceremony was held at the crash site in Bell Harbor, Queens.